Understanding personal finance is important at any stage and in any circumstances, and it can be tough to gather that knowledge and those skills. ABC Life Literacy Canada offers its Money Matters programs to help Canadians build these financial literacy skills. They're designed for a number of different groups to help them learn the basics and beyond. The newest addition to this program is the Money Matters for People with Diverse Abilities. Mac Rogers, Executive Director of ABC Life Literacy Canada, joins us now to tell us how it works. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
Tell us first off about ABC Life Literacy Canada. What is the organization? And then we'll get into that specific program.
Sure. We're a national charity, and what we do is we develop programs for literacy learners or newcomers, Indigenous learners, learners with barriers all across the country. What we do is we create the programs and then we leverage our partners out in the community to actually deliver the programs.
And when you say people with diverse abilities, what does that mean?
So often people would say people living with disabilities or people with who have disabilities. This could include mental, like intellectual disabilities, include trauma, anything that kind of impedes their learning is what we're talking about here.
Now, the program has three modules to start: opening a bank account, ways to pay, needs, wants, and spending plans. Take us through a bit of a sense of the curriculum.
Sure. So it's really about building the foundations of financial literacy. So where we start with is a lot of people within this community may not be banking quite as regularly as other communities. So what we really want to do is start with what is a bank? How does it work? What are the kind of the main features and products that are most beneficial to people with diverse abilities? Then we start getting into things about how you spend your money. So this is where we get into ways to pay. So this could include cash, and there's some exercises on making change and that sort of thing, right up to check writing and what a debit card or credit card is. And then we start figuring out, working with the learners about what they want to spend their money on. So now they know how to spend their money, then they get into needs, wants, and spending plans, or sometimes called budgets.
How do you think about the program design, given this population in particular? I mean, if you have a population that is homogeneous, you can sort of be like, okay, here's what we need. It needs to have this amount of visuals because they're all visual learners, and it needs to be done in this way because of how this particular population learns. You don't have the benefit of that when you're talking about people with diverse abilities, because since by definition, it is diverse. How do you think about the pedagogy given that challenge?
So that's a great question. So we think about it, it almost includes both the content and the pedagogy, to be totally honest with you, because their lived experience may be very different within the classroom and also different outside of the classroom. So they may have control or access to only a small part of their financial spending plans, and they may have total control. It really depends. So we want to make sure that we're building content that is relevant to the most amount of people that we can, so that we include things like how to write a check in case they're writing their own checks and for rent, but we also include things about making change. So if their spending is predominantly done in retail settings, then we want to make sure that they have those skills as well. Now, the pedagogy itself, the really interesting piece with this is that we actually went back to the learners and the professionals that work with adults with diverse abilities to give us the best way to interact with them. So the work really came out of both ourselves as well as our sponsors. The TD Bank has done a lot of work with this group in the States, and they provided some core materials, which was really strong and allowed us to kind of build off of that and test some of their pedagogical theories. And what we found is much of the activities are interactive, they're conversational, they're very... We make sure we frame them in such a way that people can talk about their own experiences so that they can share their best practices, because that interaction between learners is as or more important than what the actual content that we're giving them is.
I know you can't include everything. It's three modules. It's not the Earth, Moon, and the Sun. But how did you think about fraud? And I ask because fraud is particularly... concerning for vulnerable populations, of which people with diverse abilities may be.
Yes, You're 100% correct on that. So the way we came at it is we actually had five modules planned. The other two modules that are still in development are using an ATM and understanding your paycheck. And then we actually added a sixth module exactly to that point. So money management security is what the kind of the working title of it is. That product will be coming out in late fall, early winter. And it's really focusing on fraud, scams, those types of things, with paying attention to all different levels of fraud, from investment fraud to retail fraud, and just understanding the different ways that it can come at you online in a digital environment or in you know, your everyday interactions.
Our program airs from coast to coast to coast, and many of our listeners do not live in major centers. How do these programs get delivered? And if you want one in your neck of the woods, how do you make that happen?
Sure. So what we do is, so when you're talking about delivering programs for people with diverse abilities, you have to make sure it's accessible. So the best way to make it accessible is to have paper-based resources and then deliver the programs in community organizations that are already working with people with diverse abilities. And the reason we do this is that some learning centers aren't accessible. They don't have wheelchair ramps. They don't have, you know, the support systems in place to support people with diverse abilities. So what we do is we partner with those community organizations. So if you're already attending a learning center of any kind and you're interested in taking this course, just have your instructor give ABC a call, go to our website, abcmoneymatters.ca, and they can sign up. It's all free, and we'll get the resources out to them right away.
You also have a free downloadable guide for caregivers. What will they find in the guide?
So the caregiver guide is a little bit more detailed, and it includes a bit more about benefits and products that are available for people with diverse abilities. So we do talk a little bit about budgeting and spending, but where we really kind of dig into it a bit more is talking about specific planning, government benefits and tax credits. So this could be the disability tax credit, the child disability benefit, the Canada caregiver credit, as well as, of course, the Registered Disability Savings Plan, or RDSP. So all those products can be really, really useful to families with people with diverse abilities, as well as people with diverse abilities themselves. So we really wanted to kind of dig into that, those products a bit more, and make sure that people were aware of them. So that it's a slightly more technical aspect of being about managing money.
Mac, thank you so much for joining us today to tell us about the program.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having us.
And thank you for the work of ABC Life Literacy Canada. It is really, really important, and we don't focus enough on it, and we don't put enough resources towards it. So amazing what you can do with the resources that you have. We appreciate it. As Canadians, we appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Mac Rogers, Executive Director of ABC Life Literacy Canada. He was here to talk about the Money Matters program for people with diverse abilities.